Hi, everyone. Here we are, Creation Lightship Show, and this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We're going to the Lightship around 15 minutes before the hour. So here we go. Let's clear the date. And today is the 16th day in December 2017. And here we go, releasing the energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. That feels good. So great. And let's energize the light being or beings on your monitor screen. And here we go. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, if you have a situation, a condition, something bugging you, maybe something's recycling, and release that thought from you, which will take you off of that one timeline that you're viewing that's bothering you. So here we go, releasing the energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. That feels good, so we'll bring up Ann, our co-host. So, Ann, are you all ready to go?
Yes, I am, Ron. Hello. Welcome, everyone. It is Saturday night, December 16th, 2017. Welcome, everyone. And tonight is, as always, a very special show because later in the show, Ron will be taking each of us to Creation Lightship to have a physical healing. So you'll want to be a bit prepared for that. In a couple of ways. One is be prepared to say aloud or write down what it is, what your physical healing request is for when we go to the Lightship. And also, in the meantime, while the show is on, we welcome any requests for rooms of nature that you might like to visit. You can send an email to us at clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the button that says Fast Chat on the BBS radio station page to send us a message. So we'd love to get your requests for rooms tonight, as well as any questions. Also, I'd like to make a special invitation to anyone who is brand new to Ron's healings or this show or both, to please send in any questions you have. We do four shows a week, and we cover a lot of ground, and we do try to keep a little be mindful of someone who perhaps isn't acquainted with Ron and hasn't experienced healings yet, but we just want to be sure that we are never overlooking people who might have questions or be confused or not know where to start with clearing themselves out so they're more heart-centered and more connected to source energy. So please feel free to send all your questions, and we're happy to discuss whatever it is you'd like to discuss. So
that would be good, too, if I put, like, newbie in the subject box.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Select all the newbie questions and know that they're there and answer them.
And we're all always learning from each other, you know, new people or not, about how better to do the healings or slightly differently or how other people have had successes. And I know I enjoy that. And as always, we welcome testimonials about any of the healings. That always helps people. And last night, if you were on the show and chose to, Ron invited us and allowed us to participate with Special Forces on a cleanup mission. Now, I really felt that, again, as I did the last time we did that, Ron, and I thought it was a really interesting, kind of cool thing to do. So we would love to hear from anybody about how they felt about that. I felt like oddly energized, but also I was very relaxed and I slept very well. I don't really see things that are going on, but I feel like I must have helped in some way. Were you aware of us, Ron, last night doing anything special?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, good. Good. Okay, so again, please write in, and we enjoy hearing from you. Oh my goodness, I got so many messages there. Oh, yeah, someone sent in a suggestion. I wanted to mention this. On Sunday, I just said Ron does four shows a week on BBS Radio, which is true. He does four live shows on Sundays at 7 p.m. Pacific time. BBS is running a series of shows that were done in 2013 that are really, really helpful. So a listener just wrote in that if you're a newbie, try to listen to that Sunday Archives show because those are really terrific, and they have a lot of great information. Got some room requests. That's great.
We did have a show on Thursday. Time slot, I can't recall. It might be 3 o'clock, possibly. And we have a show also, on Sunday at 7. But the archives are only showing the Sunday shows, which are the same shows. So there's no need to duplicate them. But, it's just for different time slots for people. So anyway, it's a good thing to listen to. Also, if you have nothing to do and you just want to hear more information. I do have a question for the people listening. We had an email from a lady, and I think she possibly can only get on the computer a little bit, and then she uses her cell phone somehow to connect to do clearings on or something like that. So my question is, she's wants to do the barcode clearing on her cell phone. So maybe it's an Android or something, So... and she can't do it. So my question is, can you do a clearing from the website on your cell phone? And does it work for you? I'm just curious, just to give her an answer, because the new technologies are coming out, and initially all the clearings are designed to work on the internet. And now that you can get internet on your phone, I don't know. So we'll see if anybody is doing that, and maybe you could say if you have, what operating system you have on your phone, whether it's Windows or I guess Android or the iPhone, whatever that one is. So anyway, you could help us out with that. That'd be great. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, great, Ron. We have a request from someone. It's the anniversary of the Boston Tea Party. And they're asking, could you clear a timeline to kind of get us started, and then we can follow through and do some more clearings for it?
Okay, so I don't know what year that was, but here we go. It's a ways back, so releasing that initial timeline. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. That should start you off there. I can't recall what that was about, and I do kind of realize that most of the information that they tell you was true is not. So I can recall them throwing tea over the side of a ship or something. I believe that's what I was taught in school, but with all the disinformation, I take that with a grain of salt, So maybe they want to poison fish or something. So back to you.
Okay. Yes, I know. I now just feel no matter what you hear, where you hear it, except from you, Ron, we don't really know what's going on.
So. And I did hear, that George Washington was actually black from Africa. And the person that we see, as him is somebody else entirely different. So anyway, I think there's a couple other, what I heard, maybe three other black presidents, but they all show up as being white skinned. So anyway, whether or not that's true, I don't know, but that's what I heard from people who have done research. So this is not a history show, but anyway, back to you.
Well, don't they say the same thing about Jesus?
Yeah.
Jesus was not pale, you know, white skin with blue eyes, as many of the depictions. And
Yeah. Oh, but I will say, okay, here's one that most people, so as you're in the New Age movement and you're getting all this data and information and stuff, and they say that Sananda is the Jesus brought forth now that used to be the old one in the old days, okay? No, Sananda is not from the light ship, number one, and it's a completely different energy. So if you've been sold that bill of goods, it's incorrect. So that energy of the original Jesus or Joshua, whatever name you want to use there, was only here at that time and never incarnated since then. So that would be the body temple of the gentleman. So back to you.
Okay.
In fact, what I'll do is I'll bring in, since this is our paranormal show, I'll bring in the energy of Jesus 2,000 years ago. And naturally, there's different aspects, but I'll bring in the one that you normally relate to. I'll bring in the energy of, they claimed in a sense that he came to, you know, show us peace, okay? And so I'll bring in that peaceful energy, and one of the light beings that would be that. It might even be the light being of Princess Diana, but who walked here that probably didn't know she was a light being. But aside from that, this could be. But I'll just bring in her energy, that light being energy that came back, reincarnated now, say 2,000 years later, as Princess Diana, and that was the light being energy of her spirit. So I'll bring in that spirit energy of her as she was in Jesus 2,000 years ago. So that's saying a different ways here. So here we go. And then I'll bring in the energy of Sananda. So here we go. Just kind of sit back and relax. And here comes the energy to bring it in. I do counting, which is the way I command energy. And I'll count to 10, and the energy will be in your room from your computer screen or not. It'll still come into your room if you're listening some way. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. So that's the energy that people would have sensed 2,000 years ago, maybe when they first encountered Jesus or, you know, whatever name you want to call him, okay? And I'll just hold this energy for a little bit here so you can feel what it's like for peace energy from a light being. Okay, now we're going to bring in the energy of the New Age Sananda. Boy, for me, I look at it and it's like, hello, you know, real yucky. But here it comes. 1, 2, that's all I can do is the number count because it's, to me, a real negative energy. And I don't want to bring stuff into you people that can harm you. But there it is right there. And I'm going to just take it away. There, it's gone. And I'll bring in the original one of Jesus. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There we go. So we'll just hold that for maybe a minute so you can bathe in that energy and just feel the peace. And with the peace is hope energy, okay? And it's not a creative energy. It just is like peace with hope, making you feel good. Okay, back to you, Ann.
That was is amazing, Ron. That's very, very powerful. Thank you for doing that.
What I could do, I can do the energy with you after the BBS show for an hour. So I'll just leave it from now until whatever, you know, whatever that would be, over an hour and a half with you. So straight up on the hour. After the BBS show, this energy will leave your room. Okay, so and it'll be with you during this BBS show. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. So, you know, you brought up New Age teachings and the darkness of that and how they try to trick us. And they've taken over the languaging and some of the energy of the real light, but it's light of the darkness. And I really thank you for how you caught that, oh, yeah, we don't really want to, you know, feel that energy. But somebody wrote in a similar vein, would Ron consider clearing the energy of Archangel Metatron? He is on the New Age news boards as being the one in charge now of the timelines dropping in and how fast time is fleeting by. He is getting credit for helping humanity by being protective. They say that on all the angel chat rooms.
Oh, dear. Okay, here we go. We'll just terminate that energy. So here we go. One, two. So if you're connected to it at all, it'll be taken away from you. And remember, run, don't walk, and don't go looking for that stuff because it can reattach to you if you're curious. So we'll just take it away if you're visiting those sites. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Wow, somebody wrote in, the BBS 2009 archives are all fantastic. I started with the first one in January, and I'm just continuing in sequence. Ron does a lot of healings and really stresses the importance of doing the alien removal clearings. Thanks so much. Well, thank
Great.
You for sharing
Wonderful.
That. And several people, thank you, wrote in about the phone versus the computer, but I thought we'd just give that a minute because it feels, I'm so relaxed, it's hard for me to read. Okay. Okay, someone wrote in presidents. There were, in fact, 8 presidents of color. There were 7, then Obama. So that's 8 altogether. Very interesting.
Thank you for that information.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. So now I wonder if anyone bye-bye Metatron. Not looking, it just is around. So, yeah, it'll be interesting if anyone notices a shift. I would think most people aren't, you know, going on angel chat websites on purpose anyway, or very often. But it'll be interesting to see if people who had some awareness of these sort of fake holy people or beings, when Ron takes away that energy, we'll see if anyone, over the next week or so even notices any changes. That's pretty cool. Okay. So, and someone has a kind of a connected, let me just make sure I can find this again, question. Oh, yeah. How should we clear our horoscope, both Western and Eastern? Other than clearing our name and birth date in the natal barcode, what other clearings can we do for the above? Thank you. So horoscopes, Ron.
That one should really get that. That's all that I have on the website for clearing that. Because it takes the names and things and it goes both directions with them. I don't know if I need to put up another clearing for that, because the natal is what I thought about, natal barcode, to get rid of the different things attached to you with your birth date. So I think that's probably complete, unless there's something else out there that we're missing. And, I'd rather just keep it the way it is, but if there is something that could be added somehow, that would benefit a lot. But normally I think what we have with your name is enough. name and birth date. That's what we have on there for the NATO barcode release.
Well, and you can put also, Ron, what your sign is and your animal is and all those things. Also, you can put a lot of different things in the NATO barcode to clear them out. It really works.
Yeah, so I think that's probably your best bet.
And then let's say you just found Creation Lightship and you started getting cleared, and only last week or last month you went to a psychic reader, well, maybe you could timeline crash some of the things they said to you to make sure you're not on timelines. Maybe something from your horoscope upsets you, and you could clear that on the emotional body clearing or the mental body clearing. So if you clear it out through the natal barcode and then there are remnants, then you can figure out how to deal with that later or, you know, going forward.
That's very good.
So someone said, response to Sananda energy. The Sananda energy felt a little rough. Am I right on that? And I never heard of an angel chat room. Well, that's good.
Yeah, the energy was very rough, yeah. I couldn't even bring it in. It was awful.
Right, right.
Some energies that are from the light of the darkness aren't that bad the way they feel, even though they're from darkness. But this one is like, oh, geez, you know, like pull of barbs, you know, and I just forget that, you know. That's why I could only almost count to two. Normally, I try to give these energies a fair shake, you know, as we're saying how bad they are. And it's just for information for you people to kind of feel the difference. But that was just way off the charts of darkness. So,
did that feel even worse than the Metatron one that you cleared?
Yeah, as far as Sananda feels like a personal type energy that would plumb onto you, okay, like getting slime, where the Metatron one was sort of outside of you a ways and trying to put you on the timelines and hook you up. So they're both bad energies.
Right. Someone
the problems that you have two things, like I always say, you have what's internal that your ancestors gave you that you need to get cleared out of you because it's growing and living inside of you, we'll say, as long as you live life and you get, you know, have stuff happening to you. Once you clear most of the stuff out of your whole lifetime clearings basically will do that for you. And then you have the external stuff, like we're talking about the Metatron stuff and, you know, psychic attacks from people, connecting to angels or hearing stuff about angels. All that stuff is light of the darkness. And that's the way that the energies come into you externally. So you're attacked on two fronts. And a lot of times trying to, you know, you have a problem internally, so you try to go outside of yourself to ask these energies for a favor, and they're just as bad as what you have inside of yourself to begin with. So you're further down the rat hole because you're believing that Archangel Michael or whoever, you know, is trying to help you, you know, because they're all over the internet and people are doing their prayer circles and mantras and stuff and whatever, you know, to help you. And sometimes, you know, it can help you, but you're still hooked up to the light of the darkness. So what may work today, making you feel good, might give you all kinds of troubles, you know, years on down the road because you didn't know that you got hooked up to darkness. And then you get your spirit stolen. So back to you.
It's really no different than a drug or something, right, Ron? Well, if I take this drug, I'm going to feel good today or for the next 2 hours or whatever. But really, you're not. You're not really helping yourself.
Yeah. So like I say, when we do clearings, and you have a clearing, you're not jumping up and down and, you know, getting all emotional about it, because peace takes the place of what we cleared out of you. And peace has no emotion. Where the other stuff, the external stuff that we talk about, the light of the darkness and the angels and whatever else is out there, those energies will make you feel warm and fuzzy, and you may just smile and feel how great that energy was because they're working on your emotions and then you get plugged into all kinds of negative stuff, and you're still smiling going down the road, the highway to hell. So back to you.
All right. So someone in regards to the, you know, natal barcode crashing astrology things said we could timeline crash our birthday. I have not done that. Would that be a good idea, Ron?
Yeah, that might be a good idea, or maybe even possibly go back to, you know, 9 months before you're born, you know, at conception time. You probably don't know the date, you know, unless you talk to your parents or something, you know, but, you know, you may want to check on that. But you could probably feel safe to go back and, you know, if you are full term, and I heard full term could be even 10 months. So, but anyway, you could try it and just see how it feels. Maybe you can get rid of the energy at that time and just try that. So back to you.
Okay. And if you were really into the Western and Eastern astrology or any other, you know, program like that, someone made the suggestion there is a whole life clearing for signs and symbols. Excellent idea.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that these the astrology is not correct. Okay, I'm just saying you want to get off of what they're, you know, influencing you with, which is what I think the original question was. Because you know that all of a sudden, you know, the information that you get from the astrology is probably going to be pretty accurate for most people as they you know, view it and understand it. And now you know that you have a way to release yourself from the spells put on you from what they're telling you about. So remember, you got the information. And now you want to get rid of it. So, back to you.
Right. Okay, so and on the subject of horoscopes, someone else wrote in, the natal barcode clearing is very good, and also the planet-star cording clearing. So that's really great because the star systems will be cording us based upon our date of birth, and that's correct. So great suggestions, everybody. Thank you. And someone wrote in, Maitreya is too. He's considered a world teacher, and that's also dark energy. Well, yes, of course it is. Thank you. Do you want to clear that one as well, Ron? Or?
Sure, here we go. So releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. Hopefully that's cleared out. So back to you.
Okay. Here's a request. The New Age, the energy that is courting people is the Eastern god of Ganesh. Please clear this. It's this energy that is brought forth in the winter for the winter solstice.
Oh, okay. So you need to just say that name out loud if you want to have it cleared. So here we go. Say it out loud now and clearing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So I don't know what that date is. Is it the 20th or 21st, thereabouts? Normally, that's
I believe it's usually the 21st.
Yeah, okay.
Of December. And let me just see. Oh, I think that came up for another reason last night, and that actually is a Thursday this year. But that mightn't even be the actual solstice date, because I think they've changed recently. We'd have to look that up and check on the date. But the 22nd of December, next Friday, is, of course, a show. So we can clear, like we did yesterday, we can clear two dates. Or you can clear two dates, Ron. On the 22nd, you can maybe clear the 21st for us as well. So thank you. Okay, so someone has a question about you, Ron. Just out of interest, I remember you said that approximately 3,000 years ago you were here as Lady Nada. What were you doing on Earth at that time, since it was not an ascension point? Thanks for your help. That's taxing your memory.
No idea. I don't have any data for what I was doing, but I do recognize that that incarnation. But it'd be, you know, for me in right now in my life right now, it'd be meaningless. Remember, we work in the present moment. All
right.
Light beings are in the present moment. So bringing up the past is, you know, hard. Because it's, if it's not needed now, then in this present moment, it's not needed. So going into the past, to me, is kind of meaningless. It's sort of like the old phrase, you know, 25 cents will get you a cup of coffee anywhere, you know. So anyway, that's the way I look at it. Even the lifetime of Jesus that I was in there doing the healings, it doesn't pertain now to anything, because we're in this further on down the road, and we're here doing things that are similar, but much, much different, and has a lot more complexity to it. So back to you.
Okay. So a listener wrote in that their mother is continually being attacked by demons/djinns, and they use spells and witchcraft. She clears that off her every day with your clearings, with the CLS clearings. But she's been told there are demons still being sent to attack her. What's the best way to help my mother in regards to this?
So your mother, her mother's being attacked, or her, the mother's sending her stuff?
The mother's being attacked.
That's a good one. Well, they're connecting to her by the way she looks. Could have a picture of her. And that's one thing. The other thing, they have her name. So you would need to keep clearing the name on the NATO barcode that this person or group of people are using. So, you know, it could be maybe her maiden name or her current name, you know, if they're different. And as far as her picture, I think I would try, just to see if it would work, take a picture of her and burn the picture. Because that picture that you're burning may affect the other picture of her that they're using to transmit the energy to her. I'm sure there's other things to do, but those two come to mind right away. So back to you, Ann.
That's great, Ron. And interestingly, I thought of running the auric protection for the mother, which the person may already be doing, because she does say, or he or she says, they are doing clearings for the mother. But someone wrote in, does the auric field protection that comes with the 2012 NATO barcode removal help with psychic attacks?
Yes, it could. I don't know how effective it would be for something like this, since the person has a history of this. But, yeah, that would work. Also, you want to clear off your GPS location of where you're living. So, you know, put your address and maybe phone number and stuff in the NATO barcode.
These are some kind of energies doing this, But is it originating from people, Ron? Would the soul family clearing help the person being attacked?
It would help if you believe that the soul family is involved with it, yes. Uh-huh. You know, the person would know who the person is, and if it is a relative or something, then very possibly that could help you, yes.
Because isn't it usually sort of, if someone's taking that much trouble, don't they know you or have some connection to you?
Yeah, I would assume so.
Okay, well, that's just a thought that I had, that maybe the soul family disconnection would help the person's mother. And someone wrote in, demon suggestion, space clearing.
Yes, that's very similar to the natal barcode where you're living. So, yeah, that would work too. Uh-huh.
Okay, great. Okay. A group using my picture in the media on a website, you cleared for me and made my picture dead, and that group ended. Now they're trying to resurrect it back again, though. So, well, hopefully this person can stay out of it. Okay, so many people very nicely wrote in about using the phone, and let's see, barcodes. Oh, okay. That's very nice. Okay. Someone's asking, is this, yes, this show is December 16th, 2017. I don't want to say it's live because it might be an archive at some point in the future. Okay, so I'm going to read what people wrote in about, let me just check the time here. Yeah, before we go to the light ship. Ron, you asked a question earlier about people trying to do the clearings on different items, their phones, et cetera. Yes, my husband and I run all our clearings on our smartphones. We have an Android and an iPhone. We also listen to the BBS radio show with an app. It's a faster way to connect. I've attached the photo of the app. Let me know if I can answer any more questions. Thank you very much. And someone else, I use an iPhone, and I am able to do the clearings, no problem. You must change your settings so the phone does not shut off after a few minutes. Perhaps drop by a kiosk that sells your particular phone, and they can help you set it up. And tablet, Samsung tablet. Only one clearing at a time, not able to open more than one tab. Clearings on the tablet can do, but the iPad does not store the codes, okay? And someone else wrote, I had to change my settings so the screen would stay on. It is the power saving menu. And then someone's asking, does Creation Lightship have an app for the clearings? We don't right now, but
yet,
that
no.
is a possibility for the future. Right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, well, thank you, everyone, for writing in, and I hope that that's helpful. And okay, so as far as demons and all that, curses, hexes, and spells, and dark side practitioner, whole life. And then they would probably need it to be unlimited, and I agree. So, yes. The person did say they were already doing clearing, so I would guess that they've done those for the person. So I hope so. Okay, Ron, we do have some more questions, et cetera, and comments, but we also have a lot of room requests. Do you want to go to the lightship now, or it's a...
Why don't we continue on with the request?
Okay.
For information for people.
Okay. Regarding food intolerances, hi, Ron, I was wondering why we have intolerances to some kinds of foods, as it never made sense to me why your body would react negatively to some foods like dairy or nuts, for example. are there clearings that we can do that would allow us to eat food and drinks that we were previously intolerant of?
Well, I think we do have some type of food clearing. I just can't recall what it is. I know we have, like, sleep deprivation, but there is one with food, I think.
Well, there's a food addiction.
That would be the one, yes. So I don't know what... you have a good question. Basically, it's probably because your body's genetics has a problem, and in this lifetime you want to maybe eat spicy food. We'll say that, you know, your body could do maybe 500 years ago, but it had a problem back then, and so it decided not to like spicy food in your body genetics, and now in this lifetime it's going, no, I don't want to eat that. So your body has energy blockages in it, and or maybe fear of having that particular food. Maybe you had something that you ate and you died from it, and your body knows about it, and so doesn't want to have it again. Remember, you're looking now at body intelligence. And more than, you know, the mental mind saying, gee, why can't I eat, you know, hot peppers? You know, I love hot peppers. I think I love them. And, you know, your body goes, uh-oh, you know, it tore out my stomach lining years ago, you know, or you know, centuries ago, and I don't want to eat that. And you go, oh, I should be able to eat this. So I think it's more of your body saying what it can do and what it can't do. And it has fear of that. So back to you.
Right, Ron. And I was thinking as you were speaking, too, that the wonderful mind of the body clearing. I know that I had a real change in my health when I ran that because it's our, I'm trying to think exactly how you put it so beautifully, it's our healer of our body. And it's important to have that clear and to feel sort of a connection to it. So that would help too, wouldn't it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Okay, we could do one more question maybe, then we'll go to the light ship.
Okay. Let's see. Someone had another suggestion. Great idea. If you're allergic to food, clear it in the object clearing. So, you know, state that you have possibly an allergy to this food, but do the clearing, and then maybe when you eat it, it'll be fine. Oh, and someone else suggested, that's right, we've had this suggestion before, the harmonic frequency clearing you can clear your food with. People have done that
before. Yeah, that's good, yeah. Uh-huh. And then also, you know, there are people that... we have sold the Merkabas too. Then we activate them, and they put the Merkaba underneath their plate, and that makes your food body compatible. Also,
yes, that's a great idea. And
anything else?
On the same subject, the body could be in need of certain nutrients that are missing. So maybe take some plant digestive enzymes and do the clearing. That's a great idea. And let's see if this has another one. Clear on the cellular mental clearing, the specific situation, or use the whole life special clearing. Also great ideas.
Yeah, very good. And you wonder why young children... you know, eat dirt, you know, are they missing a lot of minerals, you know, anyway, and, you know, adults don't eat dirt, you know, so maybe that child is smarter than we are, who knows, you know, so anyway, shall we go to the light ship, Ann, and I'll have you bring up some requests, so we can start that now. So this only works live on this BBS show right now. If you're listening to an archive, then you're going to feel peace energy. And if you are hearing an archive and you want to go to the light ship, then you need to be live on our Saturday PBS shows. So here we go. You can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. And we're going up right now. So I'll count to five to go up. You can be bilocated. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you happen to be maybe using the word a seer, somebody who's very sensitive, who can sense energies, you will actually be able to maybe sense, feel, or maybe even see the light beam. So here we go. The first room we're going into is the hot tub room. This is real standard to help us detox. And along with that is the mud room. So we'll go into there for like a clay that's put on our body and feels very good. And it's nice and warm. And I guess we'll get some requests from you, Ann. Well, maybe we'll do a half a dozen requests here.
Okay, great, Ron. First request is for the white deer room.
White deers, here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
And then we had two people request sand. One said gold sand, and one said sandy shores. So maybe
okay,
we can
so
find that.
Yeah, we'll do both of those. So let's go to the gold sand room. And there's water there that you can go into. So here we go. Stronger. This is like a beach setting. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into, I guess, the regular sand room. This probably is white sand. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the room with the gold dust. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And back to you, Ann.
The snowy owl room.
Okay. So here we go. There'll be three owls coming. And here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay.
The bear room.
Okay, bears. Here they go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke.
The baby nursery where people are just being created. Little babies.
A little different here, so let's do that. So a lot of times they're full born, and then some are have a life cycle. So but anyway, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go.
Okay,
and we can do one
that
more.
That's interesting, Ron.
Yeah.
Someone said, wrote in trees and reindeer.
Okay, here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Great.
How about puppies and kittens?
Okay, here we go. And I think it'll also include maybe people have maybe gerbils or hamsters or something. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And somehow I'm seeing the raccoons who would like to help us out. So here we come. Little raccoons are coming, little babies. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Perfect. So now we'll come back from the light ship and coming back down and collecting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, back to you.
Okay, that was wonderful.
Got about 10 minutes. We got about 10 minutes for the show, so we can probably cover a lot of extra questions maybe.
Right, right. Yes, we can. I know we can stay on a little. Okay, probiotics seem counterintuitive. Putting in healthy bacteria of 50 billion, I am leery. I will try it, but if I do, I will clear it in the object clearing first. So I guess they mean that a lot of people recommend for our health to to take probiotics, but it makes them a little uncomfortable. They're not sure about doing it. So if they do, they'll clear it on the object clearing. So, Ron, what the object clearing does, it was take away any darkness or ill effects you would have from, say, a vitamin or a mineral, and also infuse it with light from source energy, right? And you can choose sort of the energy that you want.
In a sense, yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So listener wrote in saying you can set your iPad to save passwords. There's some way to do that. So, okay. So we have a listener who's working on the self-empowerment clearing, which is a wonderful clearing. And each subcategory can take 2 to 3 days to clear. And to complete it, the whole clearing will take 2 or 3 weeks. What is the maximum number of days to clear before transferring to the new Earth?
It depends on you. You could do it every other day or something. It's probably not a real big deal on that clearing to do that. You know, it's helpful, but just, but maybe do it once a week and write down what you cleared. Some people just clear them right after they're done doing a clearing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of up to you on it. The whole lifetime clearings will have more horsepower, we'll say, but you are doing a clearing for a specific issue, which is really good. And they are long clearings when you get in there because it's taken away a lot of stuff from you. So it's getting rid of where you live right now, and it's like a Band-Aid type clearing where it's helping you right now to get rid of the present stuff that connected to you. This is like what's in your auric field and everything else where you're living. It's not a whole lifetime clearing where it clears everything out, but it does get you jump-started into life. So back to you.
Yes, and if I could make a suggestion, I leave the Earth protection, the new Earth transfer open all the time on my laptop. So it's just, it reminds me to just do it more often and put things through when I'm complete. And it feels good to do it, I think. So I would err on the side of doing it more often, not less often. The trick is to just keep remembering. And then the same person has another question. If we do the curses, hexes, and spells, whole life clearing, is it necessary to do those three subcategories in the self-empowerment clearing? Thank you.
Yes, still do it there. You can't get enough of that stuff.
Yes, that's what I would say, too, because there are several different places where the clearings overlap. But the more the better. Like on the, we have, of course, a whole life entity clearing, which I think is very wonderful and important to me anyway, to get rid of the entities. And then there's also an entity removal on the crown chakra clearing. And I never did that before until a listener wrote in and said that that's what they do, even though they already have the whole life one. And now I do that all the time because it's, maybe comes at it at a slightly different angle or clears out something different or protects you in a different way. So why not?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the person that wrote in asking for suggestions for their mother who's under attack, thanks for the suggestions for my mother regarding demons. I am doing the curses, hexes spell every day, which is great, as well as many other clearings daily for her. I will definitely try the suggestions Ron and others have made. Thanks to everyone.
Yeah, and you may do the upside-down timeline crash on it to get rid of the program that she's connected to. Saying it differently, she's living on a timeline or multiple timelines, parallel lives, saying it a different way, where this person is doing this to her. And so do the upside-down timeline crash a lot, and that may get her off of those timelines in the Beyondo, or that she doesn't know that she's even living on, and that may solve her problem here. So I'd probably do a couple thousand timeline crashes on the upside-down timeline of, you know, having this problem that she's dealing with. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, well, another thing about doing the clearings on different devices. Since there's no app yet, listeners can bookmark the Creation Lightship website, and it'll show up as an app icon on the phone, which is a quick way to access the website. Hope this helps. Great suggestion.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I know what I use my phone for. I don't do clearings on it, but I do use it, as we talked about last night, when I'm out to run the alien to light. Oh, we were going to do that again tonight, Ron. Want to do that right now, get rid of aliens?
Yeah,
or
sure,
did we
okay.
Get rid of, so like, going to the light ship? I don't know.
Yeah, this is good. So it would be, you know, help enslaved aliens, you know, that are here, that are trapped, help.
Yes.
If it's a help trapped enslaved alien. So here we go. So we'll release them from around you. And here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Holy smokes, right away. Good, a lot's leaving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, back to you.
Okay, somebody wrote in really wanting to encourage that listener whose mother has the problems to do the dark side practitioner clearing as well.
Okay.
And, you know,
yep.
I wonder if you asked, this person asked their mother, if she knows who is really doing this to you, if really she does know. And then you'd have a name to put in there.
Yeah, that would be probably better than doing the other one. You know, the dark side practitioner is when you know the name of a group or organization, you know, or the person's name. So, yeah, I always try to do that one first if you know, what direction it's coming from.
Right.
So back to you.
Okay. All righty. Thank you again for all this information. Okay. Here's a question, great one for tonight, another one about health. Question regarding human mitochondria and mitochondria DNA. Is it a biological representation of spirit? Can we have a sample of healing for human mitochondria and mitochondria DNA? Thank you kindly.
Yeah, I don't think the spirit's involved with this at all, but I'll do one for you. So here we go. Oh, feels pretty heavy, so I'll count to 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Guess I was right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. I just need to recharge for a second here. There we go. Good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. There we go.
Okay. Yeah, we got to thank you for doing the alien to light clearing. Yeah, I'm glad I remembered, too, because I mentioned that we'd do it again tonight, and we might have had some aliens, you know, had an appointment with us that we didn't know about, Ron.
Yep, they're waiting. They're looking at their watches. Yeah.
So
oh,
now they're gone.
Get us. We're all here. Yeah.
Okay, it's 5 after the hour already.
Okay, so we'll do the mind to heart drop, everyone. And here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud to do this for you. So it takes it out of the mental realm. So here we go. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head and drop them into my heart. And that will actually neutralize that energy. But you don't need to say that. So here we go. We're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate your spirit working for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. There we go. Did a little differently here, but we got it done. So everybody, blessings. Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, all you listeners. And have a wonderful evening, and probably see most of you, I would think, on the 7-hour call tomorrow starting 10 o'clock Pacific. Bye, everyone.